Attention, attention. Friday night's movie will be The Glory Brigade, Rock'em Sock'em Kisses You Never Got. It's Uncle Sam's combat engineers charging side by side with Greeks, Anzacs, showing the world a new way to fight as they use bulldozers like bazookas, bayonets like bazookas, bullets. Starring Victor Mature, that is all.
Well, Major Burns is far from satisfied.
Well, that doesn't surprise me. Frank Burns does not know his way around an operating theater. He does not know his way around a body. And if you will have observed anything, you will have observed that Major Frank Burns is an idiot. He has flipped his wig, that he's out of his head, that he's a lousy surgeon.
On the contrary, I have observed that Major Burns is not only a good technical surgeon, he is a good military surgeon. I've also noticed that nurses as well as enlisted men address you as Hawkeye.
Yeah, because that's my name, Hawkeye Pierce.
Well, that kind of informality is inconsistent with maximum efficiency in a military organization.
Come off it, Major! You put me right off my fresh fried lobster. Do you realize that? I'm going to go back to my bed. I'm going to put away the best part of a bottle of scotch. And under normal circumstances, you being normally what I would call a very attractive woman, I would have invited you back to share my little bed with me, and you might possibly have come. But you really put me off. I mean, you're what we call a regular army clown. You many who are soon for you. Heidi, Heidi.
Blake has gone out of his mind. Who's that going to go on all night?
No food, no food. Now. Sex. I want sex. Bring me some
scotch.
No, that one, the sultry bitch with the fire in her eyes. Take her clothes off and bring her to me.
This letter has been written in the interest of army morale. As officers, we feel it is our duty to bring this unwholesome situation to your attention. We are writing this letter jointly to assure you that no one's personal feeling has any way influenced this report. I think it's a marvelous letter.
We make a good team, don't we?
We think the same way.
You're not hungry, are you?
Ravenous. How about you?
For you, Margaret. God meant us to find each other.
His will be done. No, Greg. I'll help you. Wait, get my rope.
Get my zipper.
Oh, God.
Oh, careful.
Oh, yes.
Wait. Hi. What's going on? May I join you?
Thank you. A little radio.
Oh,
Frank.
Is this the Bickersons? I love them.
Oh, Frank, my lips are hot. Oh, kiss my hot lips.
Lips? Hot lips?
We have got to share this with the rest of this
family. No, Frank. Frank. Wait a second.
What is it?
Turn the light off. Get your bag on.
Don't tell me. So shut up.
Frank, wait.
Morning, Frank.
Yeah, sure, sir.
Heard from your wife?
A bunch of the boys asked me to ask you, Frank, what Hot Lips was like in the sack.
You know, was she...
Your own business.
No, Frank, is she better than self-abuse? That was really the sort of business.
Does that big ass hairs move around a lot, Frank, or does it sort of lie there flaccid? What would you say about that? Would you say that she was a moaner, Frank? Seriously, Frank, I mean, does she go, or does she just sort of lie there quiet and not do anything at all? Or just sort of
keep your filthy mouth to yourself.
Or does she go,
Get him off me! Frank Burns has gone nuts!
Watch out for your goodies, Hawkeye. That man is a sex maniac. I don't think Hot Lips satisfied him. Don't let him kiss you, Hawkeye.
The time has come for us to say sayonara. My heart will always be yours for eternity. Sometime we'd have to say sayonara. So promise that you'll be returning someday to me. I remember our romance until the day that I die. I'll see your face in the moon and stars in the sky. So hold me close before you say sayonara. And promise that you'll be returning someday to me. Someday to me. Sayonara.